This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
We have a very special guest today who's sitting in the hot seat, Steve Stute from Jumio, the market leader at online identity verification. Let's find out what that all means. Steve, welcome.
Nice to see you. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. So tell us what you do, how you do it. Who's a typical customer of yours?
Well, I'll start off by saying where this started from. There was the founder, who I'm not, actually was being annoyed at on the beach where a credit card company was arguing with him whether he was who he is. And he thought, there's got to be a better way. So what this company started off doing is saying, when you're online, you're anonymous. And your email address isn't good enough to let you gamble in Belgium, rent a car for Mercedes, or whatever else you want to do. So they said, let's make it easy for the customer, meaning the consumer, and we'll guarantee that we'll find the fraudsters within that group. But most important, we're not going to reject the good customers. All right. So everything is online. All you do is pull out your phone, get your ID, take a picture of it, passport, driver's license, military ID from 200 countries. And if the merchant wants, take a picture of your face, and we'll match your face to that on the ID. So off it goes off into computer vision, machine learning, and thousands of people in India in an integrated process that we determine, is your ID valid, and do you have the right face? Right? It sounds simple. It's very difficult to do, but we do it faster, better, and more accurately than you would do if you walked into a bank and pulled out your ID. So why would you not do that?
Now, what if someone had a photo of me and they somehow stole my ID? So you have my face, you have my ID, but you're in Germany right now, and here I am in San Francisco. Would you know geolocation-wise that there's an issue with that upload? I mean, do you catch other factors to ensure that it's really their identity?
There is a number of things we capture, including the IP address from which you sent this in. Mm-hmm. But also, we have multiple ways of determining that you're alive. So one of them is we make you follow a dot that's randomly moving, and we watch your eyeball. Right, so we're controlling the camera in your phone at the time we're doing this.
Oh, this is brilliant.
There are some other things we do that we won't tell you that we decide whether or not you are alive. And we had so many customers do all the tricky things, take the picture and the ID, blow it up, cut out the eyeballs, blink at us, make a video out of it. We're very, very good at figuring out that you're trying to spoof us.
Is this Jumio technology patented?
We have patents. We have technology that we keep as trade secrets. Broadly, we have a system that we've gone through. We are by far the largest. We invented the idea, and it turns out to be really good. Think about how many times you pull out your ID to get into a hotel room, to get your rental car, to open up a bank account. I mean, there's the number of things you do, and every single one of those, and the way I like to describe to people is, if you put down an Alaska driver's license to get into this hotel here, do they know what an Alaska driver's license should look like? How about a Pakistani driver's license? We know what the fraudsters in Pakistan driver's license tend to do. And we've learned this over 120 million IDs that we've checked. All right, so we have seen that. We see 200,000, 300,000 a day from every one of these places. So that you asked who uses this. Airbnb is a customer of ours. Right? That's a good example of somebody who the regulator doesn't make them do it, but they do care. They do care that their landlords and their tenants are all who they say they are in case something happens, right? A lot of our customers are regulated entities, like gambling companies or cryptocurrency exchanges or banks, and they need to validate that you are KYC, know your customer, AML, anti-money laundering. And some of these businesses are known for money launderers coming in, so they need absolutely to figure out who you are, or else they get in trouble with the regulator. We are the accepted standard for doing that.
How quick can an entity that's putting out an online presence, whether it's a bank or an Airbnb or someone, how quickly can they integrate their solution with your identity fraud protection?
It's very easy. I mean, it takes 30 minutes to actually put our SDK into your digital journey. The problem is the workflow. Typically, the competition is knowledge-based authentication, which is the annoying questions they ask you. Mm-hmm. What high school did you go to? What's the last mortgage payment you made? All that stuff that you kind of go, I don't, and it's very frictionful, and so the customers kind of drop out. Mm-hmm. And we take care of all that. And so we suddenly go, you need to change your workflow. Make it digitally friendly. So we're all about going through this digital journey rather than having to go into a branch, rather than to make a copy, mail it in, mm-hmm. stand there at a desk, mm-hmm. all that goes away. And we're actually then more accurate than that. Costs a lot less. If I don't know how many customers had buildings full of people, but the 30 minutes is putting us in. You have to do workflows, right? You may want to check on your credit score. Where do you live? Are you the kind of customer I want to have? Are you on a no-fly list? Things that we're not doing. We're doing a very specific thing, but it's the anchor point. You know, theoretically, someone says, my identity, I know what it is, but to prove it to someone else, what is it that you do? The most critical way you could do it is walk into a building and have them test your saliva, your eyeball, your fingers. That's not very user-friendly, is it?
Not at all.
No. The next best thing is your government-issued ID. It has many security features. You had to go through some gauntlet to get it. Mm-hmm. It's got a picture on it. Mm-hmm. It's got all sorts of information on it. And then we pull that all together and do it nice and smoothly.
So I've integrated. We're deployed. It's up and running quickly. How fast on the back end do you have an answer for that bank or that Airbnb during that process?
Our average turnaround time is about 80 seconds. All right. Now, that is a complete end-to-end solution. I said it's an integrated composition of machine learning, computer vision, humans in an integrated fashion, very reliably. Some of them are really quick because we've seen you. You're a fraudster. We caught you 20 times. You're not getting in at all. But sometimes the one big advantage we have over competition is that we will take any image, including, you know, it's nice if you have an iPhone 10 with this beautiful camera. You've done a nice job. You're holding your picture just perfectly, you know, rectangular, and it's all nicely aligned. People do things. They'll do it at an internet cafe in Bangkok with a 1999 compact computer. Mm-hmm. And it's dark, and there's a glare from the corner of somebody else's screen on it. We can deal with that, too.
So you have some really intelligent technology to recognize faces.
Correct.
And identities, map these together better than any of your competitors.
Oh, by far.
So that's great. Where can we send our viewers to learn more about your company?
Well, we're on the internet, obviously, jumio.com. So look us up.
How
we're
do
there.
How you spell it?
J-U-M-I-O. It stands for Just Use My Identity Online.
Love it. Jumio. Jumio.com. So Steve came in to tell us about a company that you may have never heard before, but you're going to learn a lot more about it when you visit his website.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.